You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. Okay, I'm bad with money, I'm bad at planning, but I don't know what good would look like. Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
Also joining us to produce the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
The less popular rock or roll.
Well, these are lean times. Which may play into our question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in whenever you have a question. This week's question says, okay, I'm bad with money, I'm bad at planning, but I don't know what good would look like. And Glenn, maybe we want to start off by commiserating.
For sure, yeah. I mean, I think we all have that sense of, you know, I just don't have all the stuff that I need and all the resources, the time, the money, the energy, all of those things. And I, you know, part of what you're saying here is I'm bad at planning. And I think we need to take a look at that. Are you bad at planning, or do you planning how you use your resources, or do you just have a relatively small amount of resources? I mean, it's easy enough for us to sit back and say no one has infinite time and infinite money and infinite energy, so everybody runs out at a certain rate. But the truth is, some people have a lot more of those things, and you know, it's not that they're good with them. It's just they happen to have more. So I think for sure, if you know that you're starting with less, you have to be more careful and you have to think it through a little better. But that's what we want to help you do.
Absolutely right, and Jed, I think there's a lot to that. There is a difference between being bad with something and just not having a lot of it.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. First and foremost, we're sorry for the way you feel. We're sorry for that sense of discouragement. If you're like me, when I've been in those times, and all of us on this show have felt the way that you're describing, there it can pretty quickly get into a despair kind of place. It's going to be like this forever. It's not, but it is going to be like this for now, and we've got to figure out what to do with it. You know, the truth is, if you are in school full time and you're working maybe a fairly starting point job that's also, you know, full time or on the high side of part time, man, you don't have a lot of time left over. So it makes sense. It would be hard to figure out how to do a lot with it. And most jobs that most people would work earlier in their lives don't pay very much. So again, there's just not a lot of money there. I mean, it's one of those kind of things of, I have $20. I want to use it as effectively as possible. I appreciate that. There are limits. I mean, you know, you can buy the discount ramen, but only to a point. I mean,
discount ramen is a depressing phrase.
I mean, maybe we don't want to buy the luxury ramen, but we don't want to go too far in the opposite direction either. There are limits here. You know, so for starters, we're sorry that you're feeling how you're feeling. I think we may need to take some of that sense of guilt off, though. To us, I wouldn't assume that you're bad at anything, and I wouldn't assume that you're doing anything wrong. We're trying to figure out how to do a lot with a little, and that's hard to do, and that's a skill. The more that you do it, the better you get at it. No one starts knowing exactly how to do that. I think the question that we want to ask and really look at moving forward is, what would it look like to get more bang, more results, more return out of the resources you do have? Today, you may not have a lot of resources. In the future, you're likely to have at least a bit more. But no matter what, how do you get more out of what you have? I think that's what we need to look at.
I assume when he says more bang out of your resources, Jed is talking about managing your fireworks budget.
Yes.
And that is an important point, which we might or might not look at when we come back right here on the Bridge Lounge.
Land me.
with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I believe in investing heavily in top-shelf fireworks and also premium ramen noodles.
Oh, yes.
Don't get them mixed up. Keep those in separate cabinets. Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Top ramen in every pot and a Roman candle in every hand.
That seems really inadvisable.
Every four-fingered hand. We are continuing to answer a question that came in to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, okay, I'm bad with money, I'm bad at planning, but I don't know what good would look like. And I really appreciate that this person started out their question as if it was the answer to an accusation. Right. Okay, okay, I'm bad at it.
Okay already.
And Glenn, we ended that last thing with Jed. We talked about, you know, you may not have a lot of resources. Hopefully we'll have more in the future, but let's start looking at the strategy for what do we do with what we actually do have.
Well, I think first and foremost, it's about starting with a goal, you know, having a sense of where do I want to go? What is it that I'm looking to accomplish? Because that's going to inform how we make these decisions. And, you know, the main thing we want to give you is a way of making the decisions where there's less anxiety and less stress on those, where you're saying, nah, this is a tough decision, but it's getting me to a better place, etc. I think we need to look at having good expectations based on those goals, setting good, smart goals and healthy goals, having a healthy timeline, for example, mm-hmm. on how long it's going to take me to get this thing done. Whenever I'm in a hurry and I feel exasperated and I don't have enough and nothing's happening fast enough, is because I've set my goals poorly.
I think that's a really good point. Goals are very important there. And Jed, I think Glenn points to something important, that figuring out how to set those goals that we can achieve and will get us where we're going to go is important. Because if I set the goal to be the world's greatest figure skater,
yeah,
I'm in my mid-30s, I'm not particularly athletic, and I've never actually been on ice skates before. So we can sink a lot of time and energy into that goal, but that may not be as helpful as it might.
Yes, yes. Let's look at an example. So suppose that you say, I want a better job. That's a great goal. That's actually really good. Okay, well, let's work backwards now. I want a better job. Maybe that means there's some sort of training program I need to do or a certificate that I need to get. Okay, that makes sense. So maybe that certificate or that program means for the next 6 months, I got to spend a lot of time studying. You know, I've really got to, you know, focus in and get this material down. Okay, great. Now I know how to spend some of my time to get a good result. That's good. And in terms of what Glenn was saying with setting our expectations, we can say the next 6 months is just focusing on this program, getting this certificate. That's what I'm doing. And then it may be a couple of months of a job search in order to find that job. And then it may be a month or so of, you know, kind of an initial run at that job. And so it may be a good 9 months before I'm really in that new job and I'm comfortable and I feel like I'm established, which means I'm not going to be judging myself for the next 9 months. If I'm applying myself to the program to get the certificate, and then I'm applying myself to the job search, and then I'm applying myself to getting acclimated to the new job, then I'm doing as much as anyone could expect of me, and there's no reason for me to judge myself at all. The question that this all lands on, though, is how do we figure out the right goals for ourselves?
We'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I see no reason why Matt couldn't be a fantastic figure skater.
I'm already wearing the outfit. I feel like that's halfway there.
Yep.
Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I've often felt that figure skating would be benefited if they had sparklers in each hand.
Yeah,
fireworks, figure skating,
there
it
is.
The way of the future.
We just did it.
Yes. This Winter Olympics, sponsored by Black Hat. We are continuing to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, okay, I'm bad with money, I'm bad at planning, but I don't know what good would look like. And Glenn, that last segment we talked about goals, talked about the importance of having the right ones. So how do we go about setting those goals?
Well, I think in many ways it starts with setting your own goal, making your own choices. The reality is there are a lot of people in my life, I don't know if yours is similar, where they want to come in and tell me what goals I should have.
Yeah.
And some of those are great ideas. Some of those are terrible ideas.
I keep emailing Glenn figure skating routines.
Right. there's a point where I need to take in all the advice that I've been given, but I need to filter that out and filter out what's bad advice and bad ideas and things that would take me down the wrong road. That's not about doing the stuff that's comfortable for me or that I think that I can do. It is about challenging myself, but it's also about looking at what's in my heart? What is it that maybe God is giving me a nudge on and go in that direction rather than letting other people dictate that?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And Jed, I think that also relates back to your thing you were talking about earlier about kind of working backwards.
Yeah.
Once we know we have a goal, because a clear path is also going to be important here, right?
There's no doubt about it. Glenn is absolutely right. At the end of the day, you have to decide on your own goals. It's good to get good advice from wise people. It's good to get good advice from people who are where you would someday like to be. To be clear, don't take advice from people whose lives you don't want.
Right.
That is a mistake. But we get the good advice, as they might say in church, wise counsel. But now you got to make your own choice. You got to decide for yourself where you want your life to be, what kind of life that you want. And then we work backwards to figure out how we hook that up. So let's do an example here. Let's do almost an exercise. Sit down, take a piece of paper, take a pencil, and write down 2 years from now, what do you want to be doing? What do you want your life to look like? Where do you want to be living? Who do you want to be living with? How do you spend your days? How do you spend your time? And it's okay to include international sparkler handling figure skater on that list.
Thank you.
That's all right. But write it down. You know, here a couple years from now, here's what I want my life to look like. Now, work backwards. What are the steps to get there? We talked about the better job. We need the training to get the training. We got to apply to the program to apply to the program. I got to find my transcript from high school in order to get them the details. Okay. I want to live in a new place. Okay, I need a first month's rent. I need a last month's rent. I need a security deposit so I know how much I need to save over the next year so that I'm able to do that. The more that you can work backwards and find those straightforward steps, the more that you can actually achieve all of those goals. To be crystal clear, being good with your resources just means knowing where you're trying to go, knowing what your goals are, knowing what steps will lead to achieving those goals, and then one day at a time, living into that and taking those steps.
Absolutely. We'll be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Figure skating and M80s. Now, there's an idea that just can't miss. I will watch the heck out of that show.
Now, we don't want to take too much time. Now, are you suggesting the figure skater has M80s, or we now have figure skaters playing defense?
What I'm saying is
about to go for the triple sal cal. Oh, the M80s on the ice.
Well, that's the thing, is they're randomly placed and they're going off at random times, so you never know.
I think the Winter Olympics, presented by the producers of American Gladiators,
is
going to be very popular. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
An explosive performance on the ice.
Excellent. We are continuing to answer a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, okay, I'm bad with money, I'm bad at planning, but I don't know what good would look like. And I think figure skating M80s is a perfect example of why we go to Glenn for the secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
So, Glenn, we've talked about this idea of, you know, not being bad with resources, not being the same as not having them. We need to learn this process.
Right.
And we have a day job working with folks coming out of addiction, coming out of prison, where you literally have nothing.
Mm.
And now you have to start this journey all over again. So what do you talk to those folks about?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's starting with the idea that God wants to bless you, that God wants you to have a rich and full life. That's actually in the Bible, that he wants us to have life and have it to the full. I think we can get caught up in thinking, well, I think probably what God wants from me is less, you know, to give up a lot of things that I would enjoy. Well, I think, speaking realistically, there may be some things that give us short-term pleasure and long-term negative consequences that we have to give up in order to get into a much better thing. But it's about recognizing I'm saying no to a small pleasure to say yes to something that's much more fulfilling. And that this is the life that God wants for us. And he's not against us having that, that he's working in cooperation with us on that. And I think we need to lean into that process and accept it.
I think it's such a great point. It's a misconception people who maybe are new to the God thing or even been to church for a while have that to have the priorities God wants you to have is to have very small priorities, to have priorities that aren't big, that aren't audacious. And the three people around this table who are currently on the radio can tell you that's not been our experience at all. If anything, we constantly feel a push from the Lord to go for more, to ask for more, to go for broke. But that keeping the balance within that is not having your identity tied up in one little thing. You know, as Jed's talking about before, you know, you go to get a certificate because you want this job and that's your starting. Maybe a different job opens up. Maybe a new type of job is created that you didn't even know existed, but now you have this training for it and you can zag to that. Your goal was not to be the person who has X job title. Your goal was to have a good job that pays good money and is fulfilling to you. That's great. That's what God wants for you. That's definitely what we want for you. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.